Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us for a long time now. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, that's NAM.org, and we've knew him back when he was with the SBA in the same job, and he's been just doing a great job of keeping a lot of people informed and up to date on where the economic conditions are in not only the United States, but in the world. He's our good friend, Chad Moutray. Welcome back.
Great to be on the show, Jim, as always.
Always good to have you back. So I wrote a piece a week ago, Chad, called The American Economy, What's Wrong with This Picture? And I pointed out that for the second year in a row in the first quarter, that GDP was either negative or near negative in 2 years, year over year, and Wall Street hit new records. And you got to look at that and say, what's wrong with this picture?
Well,
what do you think?
We've had several years in a row now where there's almost a deja vu feeling where you know, we came into the year hoping we would have some traction. You know, 3% GDP this year was forecast for a lot of folks, including myself. And then we end up with a 0.2% growth rate.
And I read yesterday that may be ratcheted down.
It almost certainly will get ratcheted down. You know, right after we got that number, we got trade numbers last week, last Tuesday. And as you know, the trade deficit went up to a 6.5-year high.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several headwinds that really hit the U.S. economy in the last few, you know, months. Number one is the dollar. The dollar's appreciated 19% since last June.
That hurts exports.
That certainly hurts our sector, the manufacturing sector, mm-hmm. in terms of our ability to grow sales. We still continue to have sluggish growth abroad. You know, you saw overnight that China lowered its interest rate because mm-hmm. they're trying to prop up their economy. But, you know, Europe, even though we're seeing better data out of Europe, you know, Europe is, you know, grew 0.3% in the last quarter.
Well, they haven't grown more than 2% in the last 20 years.
Yeah, and they're expected to only grow 1 this year. So,
Can I stick a Main Street number in there?
Sure, yeah.
Our buddy Bill Dunkelberg,
yeah.
His March numbers, he reported those in April on our mm-hmm. show again. The March numbers, his 10 indicators, for the first time in history, all 10 were negative.
Yeah. So we have not had a good year, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
In general, manufacturers, we have that kind of nuanced view. Manufacturers are generally optimistic. I would call that cautiously optimistic about the coming months. Yet we clearly have not had a great year so far. And some of those headwinds that I could keep going on and mentioning the West Coast port strike and
right.
weather and cautious consumers and stuff. You know, some of those headwinds are going to continue. I mean, the dollar's going to stay strong all year. I mean, it might not be as strong as it was, a month ago, but it's still going to be a lot stronger than it was last year, and that's going to be a headwind that's going to hit manufacturers, you know, throughout this year and moving into next year.
Whose feet do you lay most of these issues? Is it just natural supply and demand? How much of it's technology? How much do we put at the feet of public policy? What do you think?
Well, I think that policymakers could have done a much better job in easing uncertainties early on. I think we still continue to have that lingering issue of, tax. We still haven't done anything about tax reform, even though that continues to linger out there. On the regulatory side, this is a very pro-regulatory environment that we're in right now. On the environmental side, on the
businesses.
Labor side, you see what's happening with small business. You see what's happening with franchises.
Yeah. The NLRB has declared war on franchises.
So I think, you know, that has not helpful on the trade side. You know, we need aggressive trade policy, and you see how difficult it is for us to even pass something as simple as Trade Promotion Authority or the Ex-Im Bank. And so, you know, certainly on the policy front, there's a lot more that can be done there that can make us more competitive.
Well, here's something that's going to take people's breath away. As much of a detractor of President Obama's policies as I have been, as anti-business as I have accused him of being in his policies and his rhetoric, which he has been, no question about that. There's no getting around that. In the next segment, I'm actually going to give the president a standing ovation for something he's working on.
Well, since I know what that's going to be, I'll agree. Join you on that.
And we're going to do that right after. We're going to get Brad, folks. I know you're going to want to stay tuned for this head snapper. 2022, right back with Chad Moutrey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.